So how do motherfuckers like get paid doing this shit with you? Like about the content that they upload? What happened? What is going on? What is going on?
Why are you still talking?
Oh, we live? Oh, my bad.
What the fuck? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And happy afternoon to you. We got some big news. I got a chance to speak to Deontay Wilder. We got some quotes, you know, regarding the whole Mayweather-Pacquiao and just everyone out there doing a pay-per-view in December. We'll give you a list of all the pay-per-views that are rumored or set for December. So that's what we're talking about here. Deontay Wilder's thoughts on Mayweather Pacquiao and any other pay-per-view blocking, pushing, stopping his fight with Tyson Fury. And he's saying it's not happening. I'm going to jump out to my co-host here, Michael Gross. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's going on? Wilder said he ain't having it. He don't care if Mayweather Pacquiao happened or not. He's still going to go through with what he got going on. So I'm looking forward to chopping this up. And I told y'all I didn't think he was going to go for the undercard bit.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like it was an option, Mike. I mean, you know, you can't just brush it off like, oh, I told you. Like, it obviously wasn't an option, but he does have an ego that could be heard in his quote, when he says, I'm not worried about Mayweather versus Pacquiao. I'm not worried about anyone who's doing a pay-per-view on that month. I mean, when I sent you that screenshot of the text, I mean, what went through your mind? What was your immediate reaction, obviously? Because I felt like you were a bit weary. You know, you were.
No, I
kind of felt that way. I felt like maybe you were believing the hype, believing the internet, saying that this fight was going to be pushed back to 2019. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Now that I did believe, because I know both parties messed with Showtime. So I didn't think Showtime was going to do two pay-per-views in December. So that's why I said that. But as far as the text go, I mean, I knew the guy from literally a state across from me. So the culture is the same. When you're on top of the game like that, heavyweight champion of the world, everybody is starting to like piggyback off your name and start knowing you. You don't hop on a fucking Mayweather undercard. I don't care how popular he is. You go your own route and you do your own thing. In my opinion.
Well, we all know how I feel. I would have took the undercard option. I would have took that route. I would have raised the profile, built the profile a little bit.
Man, you ain't been hearing the fucking general public about this Mayweather Pacquiao shit. They ain't really want to fuck with it, bro. They're like, the first one was a dud.
Are you really going to believe that?
I mean, bro, I'm watching SportsCenter. I'm watching ESPN. I'm watching Fox Sports. The commentators and the people that are analysts, they are pushing the narrative out there to the masses that this fight is not worth the watch. Well, not worth the buy, but they say they still would watch. So I don't know how that goes. Maybe they'll go to a bar or something, but the general public is not very fascinated about this fight. Maybe the boxing public is.
So let me get this straight. The general public isn't excited about this fight, and you've gathered that information from watching SportsCenter and the announcement.
SportsCenter.
They're not interested.
Fox Sports. I mean, you got to understand,
I'm
man.
I'm just saying, if you're watching SportsCenter and Fox
Sports, I'm watching First Take. Let me be Can I be more specific? I'm watching.
Not cutting me off, maybe because
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The truth is, you're trying to gather a general consensus from the public by watching programs that don't even include the public.
What do you mean? First Take and Undisputed are two of the most popular sports shows around. Matter of fact, they are the two most popular sports shows around.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm disputing is that they don't have any fans on there. There's no fans giving their take on Mayweather Pacquiao and whether or not you should watch it. So how you're gathering that information, I have no
clue. I'm saying that they are pushing that narrative out there.
All right, but they're pushing that narrative to their viewers. It does not mean that their viewers are not interested.
I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying that it's a chance that they are being influenced by what they're saying.
Yeah, you actually changed your statement now, and that's fine because that is
okay.
Yes, okay. Lampley, Kellerman, they could push a narrative like Chocolatico being pound for pound, and their viewers gobble it up. So SportsCenter's First Take, they could push a narrative like Mayweather Pacquiao not being relevant, and their viewers could gobble it up. But let me tell you what's going to happen. Mayweather Pacquiao are the most commercially recognized boxers in boxing today. They're going to sell. They sold nearly five. They'll get at least two or more. I mean, You know how many fans were disappointed and let down that Pacquiao was not able to do what he said he can do? So now you got a quote unquote Pacquiao that isn't coming off a shoulder injury, doesn't have any seawater under his shoulder, and he's allegedly going to be there's going to be a fight. Rob messed me up with this text. Go ahead.
So you're saying the Pacquiao fans think Pacquiao's shoulder was hurt, and that's the only reason why he didn't win the fight?
Hell yeah. There's a huge group of Pacquiao fans that think his shoulder was hurt, and that's why he didn't beat Mayweather.
And they said Pacquiao last three fights, he looked amazing, huh? So he can beat Mayweather now.
Well, I mean, Pacquiao has a title, but listen, it's not about Pacquiao. It's more about
the WBA regular. What's up with that? Everybody got a title with the damn WBA shit. I got one coming in the mail tomorrow. What are you talking about? Listen,
we got some questions here about the presser. And as you can see, I'm not in the UK. I was supposed to be there today by 7:55 UK time. I canceled that because the presser isn't happening Monday. It should be the following Monday. The following Monday, we should have an announcement. When I asked Deontay Wilder, I said, Deontay, tell me. Let me see what I said here. Oh, I said, Deontay, is the fight still this year, or did Mayweather Pacquiao push it to 2019? Just asking because I'm hearing internet rumors of that, obviously. And, he come back and he said, not at all. They have nothing to do with what we are doing. All right. So Mayweather Pacquiao has nothing to do with Fury and Wilder. So we know for one, it's not going to be the undercard. Now, before we get to the rest of the quote, I want to just pull up a few of these pay-per-views that are rumored and or slated for December, Mike. Let me see here. Guess I can't find it. If Robbie Hearn could repost that, it'll help. It just disappeared, I think.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to find this shit for you. Well, I know.
All right, here we go. Mayweather Pacquiao is rumored from either December 1st or December 8th. Both of those are Saturdays, I'm assuming, right?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you go.
Wilder is slated and rumored for Wilder Fury for December 15th. Canelo Lemieux, or Canelo who's next, December 15th. Lomachenko Pedraza, which is not pay-per-view. That's fine. Right? Is that somehow ESPN pay-per-view? Are they trying to put him?
Nah, I don't think they're going to do that. Nah, that's
on this list. But all right, Lomachenko Pedraza is December 8th. Con Brook, obviously pay-per-view in the UK. Also December 15th rumored. Chisora 2 versus White. Chisora White 2 is December 22nd, and then you got Rarrington and Frampton also December 22nd.
Yeah, that one has been confirmed, though. That one's that's a BT Sport production. I don't know who's going to pick it up in America, though.
So when I asked Deontay Wilder about all these pay-per-views and, you know, are these going to cause any hiccups in his fight, he said, where is it? This fight is on. Oh, no, wait. He said, fuck them and what they talking about. This fight is on and it's happening. And obviously that's a direct response to the fact that people are rumoring that this fight is not happening in 2018. So this is for hearing the internet rumors that this fight is not happening, saying fuck them and what they're talking about. This fight is on and it's happening. If anyone wants to run against us, shit, be my guest and good luck. We're the biggest fight in boxing, period. I'm not worried about anyone. Trust that. So I'm assuming not worried about Mayweather, not worried about any other pay-per-view that may be taking place, you know, Canelo, Lemieux, and stacking them up. I'm going to take it by your last statement, your previous statement, that you already feel that Mayweather Pacquiao isn't a worthy pay-per-view. And I would, I would assume that you also feel that Canelo Lemieux doesn't necessarily merit your dollars. Like, if we're looking at this list of pay-per-views for December, Wilder Fury, at least on my list, Mike, is top to get my money because it's more along the lines of an equal fight. You know, if Pedraza Lomachenko is on fucking pay-per-view, you know I'm not buying that shit. If, you know, Khan Brook is U.S. pay-per-view, I'm not buying that shit. Both those guys coming off losses and bullshit tune-ups. Canelo Lemieux, not buying that shit. Lemieux got thrashed by Gennady, and Gennady didn't look great versus Canelo to me. So why do I need to see Canelo beat up on Lemieux? Rarrington Frampton, yeah, fucking right. How is Frampton on pay-per-view after getting smashed by Leo Santa Cruz and never coming back? Like, he doesn't even want that fight.
I don't know, but one thing that I do want to point out to all the fans, when you see this list and you hear this list, you also got to think about build-up, and you got to think about press conferences, and you got to think about interviews. When you look at Mayweather Pacquiao, of course Mayweather going to give you some quotables. Pacquiao, he's pretty good at laying some bars down every once in a while. Canelo or Lemieux, you're not going to get there. You're not going to get any kind of pizzazz, any kind of flavor. One guy's from Canada, and he's not really, you know what I'm saying, that – I mean, he is on the internet, but not really that much in public. And Canelo, you know, he's not going to speak English. Lomachenko Pedraza, I mean, yeah, he's not going to get much there. Khan Brook, you might get some fireworks, and you might get a little bit because it might be bad blood. But the only one that I really see that can really compete with the build-up, it maybe is white. No. Well, I'm talking about like build-up wise. Like you seeing shit happen at the press conference. Like, you may see a confrontation.
Yeah, White Chisora, absolutely.
White Chisora and Wilder Fury. Those are the only two that I see having I ain't gonna say the only two, because Mayweather Pacquiao is Mayweather Pacquiao. But I'm saying for like a new, fresh kind of build-up, kind of confrontation happening, is going to be White Chisora and Fury Wilder.
Yeah, man. If I'm Wilder, I guess if I'm Wilder, I'm kind of feeling like him, you know, where it's like, fuck them all, but I am secretly worried about Mayweather Pacquiao being before my fight. Fuck that.
Not only that, you got to think about Canelo being on the same day as your fight. That's gonna take some buys away. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what no narrative, what anybody try to spin. But Canelo, we all know, is a proven pay-per-view star. Whenever he fight, he does good numbers. I'm just thinking that a new fight might pull some viewers or some buys away from the Wilder Fury being on the same day. over there chewing. So I guess I'll keep going.
Well, I was going to say, isn't it more about which fight gets announced first? Because then it puts a little stress on the networks to actually make another pay-per-view and compete.
Yeah, you can say it matters what the fight get announced first, but you got to remember last year, Canelo Triple G was announced months, you know what I'm saying, before Mayweather-McGregor, and Mayweather-McGregor stole the spotlight. And I know it's two of the biggest stars in the world and in all the sports, so that's why it happened. But they did kind of steal a little bit of steam from that Canelo Triple G last year.
Yeah, but due to the announcement of Canelo Triple G, they got the date that they wanted, and Mayweather had to go a month before.
So, 2 weeks.
No, August 18th and September.
August 24th and September 15th.
Oh, it was the 24th?
Yeah, so about 3 weeks.
Well, again, if I'm Wilder, I want to announce mine so that I could at least have that 3 weeks. Because I don't want to go on the same day as Canelo. At least if I announce it, maybe HBO or whatever network is going to air Canelo will think twice and say, shit, Showtime already has a pay-per-view slated for the 15th and rethink things, right?
Nah, not necessarily when you got a guy that you know his fan base is going to be there. I'm picking the Wilder Fury fight over the Canelo and Lemieux fight, but I'm just saying for the hardcore Canelo followers, they're going to stick with him. And if that fight wasn't on the same day, then those same hardcore Canelo followers maybe will be tuning into the Wilder. Well, more than likely, will be tuning into the Wilder Fury. And you probably got to think that it'll be at a cheaper price point too.
So Rubinsky is saying Ness, Canelo not fighting this year, yet he obviously hasn't read the news that Eric Gomez has already put on hold the MGM for the 15th for Canelo. And
yeah, I mean, he said it right after his press conference that he wanted to fight again in December.
They're just waiting to hear back from the doctor on the cut. That's all. So sorry, buddy, you're wrong. And your cheerleader, Wayne, is always wrong as well. So, I mean, you want to open up the phone lines? You got any final thoughts on this one?
I'm just glad that shit Wilder, you know what I'm saying? Shit, kept it player. Kept it, you know what I'm saying? Kept it like a boss. Like, hey, I ain't no undercard fighter. I ain't about to be on nobody's, you know what I'm saying? Other shit, we ain't worried about what they got going on. I'm going to do me and shit. We're going to make history because we are the biggest fight in the sport of boxing right now. With the biggest buildup.
So once again, before we open up the phone lines, for those who are just tuning in late, what we're discussing is the fact that, you know, I had a conversation with Deontay in regards to Mayweather Pacquiao being announced. And is that possibly the reason that the press conference was postponed, even though that was just a rumor? It was never officially announced. Press conference was supposed to be Monday. Frank Warren released that information. We see various media outlets saying that the Fury-Wilder fight would be pushed back to 2019 due to Mayweather-Pacquiao. So I asked him his thoughts on all that. And obviously, you know, he said, not at all. They have nothing to do with what we're doing. Fuck them and what they're talking about. This fight is on and it's happening. If anyone wants to run against us, shit, be my guest. And good luck. We're the biggest fight in boxing, period. I'm not worried about anyone. Trust that. So I'm going to go ahead and open up these phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Let's go.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Let me go out to Edward in Alabama. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, man? I don't know. Like I said, I enjoy Floyd's fighting career, but he makes me sick with this crap. He's only doing this. I mean, it's like he wants to suck the life out of boxing. It's like he's only doing this just to – I know he's doing it for money, and I'm not mad at that, but he could have had this fight in February. He's always bragged about taking the spotlight from the heavyweights. And it's just like the hardcores, we are fully aware that this is a non-match. Pacquiao didn't lose that match because his shoulder or he went swimming and it healed and all that dumb shit. But the casuals don't know no better. And for the media to try to come out and say a fight isn't that great and it shouldn't be this and that, they're the reason why people were even building up that fight to begin with, because the hardcores knew that Pacquiao couldn't beat Mayweather. And so it's a garbage fight. But there's enough casuals out there that, you know, if you suck maybe 100,000 from the Wilder fight, I mean, it affects Wilder in the AJ fight later on. You know what I'm saying? This is partly because none of the welterweights have established themselves. If one of them had been prime, when Floyd made that announcement, Arrow or one of them should have came out. Hey, man, if you're going to come back, you got to fight me. I own the welterweight division. I am boxing right now. But none of them can do that because none of them fought each other. I hate Floyd for doing this, man. It's just stupid we're even talking about this fight. And like I said, I got to give shout-out to Wilder for, yeah, go with your plans and stuff, man. And I'm glad that you think – well, I'm hoping it's not a thought. I hope that enough hardcores realize that we need to go ahead and buy this fight. If he gets 500,000 as buys, then it's a success. But like I said, Floyd is just destroying the game. Floyd doesn't care about boxing, man. And like I said, I'm a huge Floyd fan. But for him to do this, like I said, he doesn't care about boxing. He's just trying to get some more money. I don't know. Hey, this is the type of thing that somebody who buys an $18 million watch does. He doesn't care about anything. And like I said, us hardcores need to show him that that's unacceptable. Let him get his few casuals, but we need to support the real fights that is making boxing bigger, because we're trying to rebuild this brand. And Floyd is trying to destroy everything that's been built over the last couple of years with this nonsense fight. It's a joke. And I hate that he's doing it, man. That's my call, y'all, man. I appreciate it.
Man, great call. Great call. Great call. Real quick, if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and smash that thumbs up. It helps with the visibility of the show. And if you're really, really enjoying what you're listening to, go ahead and go to Patreon/TheBoxingVoice and check out sign up and check out some of our exclusive content over there.
Going out to Donald in Richmond, California. Donald, what's up?
What's up? Man, I'm telling you, Floyd is a motherfucker. I know that Spence don't got the personality or the type of person, or he's not the type of person to do what I would say I would do. But if I was Spence, I would wait, get Floyd on camera, and be like, Floyd, you coming back? You coming back to Waterway? You fighting? Or you need to fight me. And just do something, like really just call him out. Walk up to him and push his ass or something and be like, fuck that, Floyd. You ain't coming back. If you ain't fighting me, you don't need to come back. If you coming back, you need to see me. I'm the one who's about to take over the welterweight division. If you want to come back, you got to go through me. Just straight punk his ass and tell him, man, you need to come see me. And if you ain't coming to see me, you don't need to come back no more. And then also, just like how he always called Thurman out, and be like, same goes for you too, Thurman. Like, after you get your tune-up fights, you need to come see me too. I'm taking over the welterweight division. Anybody who got a problem with that, come get in the ring and see me. If Spence had that type of mentality, it would make things be so more exciting, and they'd be like, damn, he calling everybody out. Like, is anybody stepping to the challenge? Is anybody, you know, accepting it? But on a whole nother note, it's like I don't think he'll affect the Wilder and Fury fight that much, because we know Fury has a really good personality and it's going to be like a lot of trash talk. I can't wait to see the press conferences. I really can't, because I know that Fury is going to talk trash, because when Fury talks, he talks so much trash. It's like this motherfucker's like he's saying quotes out of a goddamn book when he talks. I mean, that's how much trash he talks when he says the shit. It's like, does this motherfucker have a fucking book he's reading this shit out of? Because this shit sounds like some shit that's like premeditated already, you know, because that's how good he is at what he does, you know. But yeah, we need to stand up for this bullshit, man. I mean, Floyd has had his time. His time has passed. Nobody wants to see this damn Pacquiao fight, which I would consider a fucking exhibition. It's not a fucking pay-per-view fight. It's a goddamn exhibition. Do it for charity or some shit like that. That's not nothing nobody needs to be paying no goddamn $89 for or no $100 for. You know, it's just, I'm sorry. If he has to play that fight, I'll watch it for free, but he ain't getting no money from me. I will definitely be buying Wilder's fight. I won't be buying that damn Pacquiao and Mayweather fight. It's just garbage. It's bullshit, you know. He's just trying to rob it again, you know. Just like how they said Spence said, they said Spence sat next to Thurman and told Thurman, I'll stop doing six. Well, Spence need to tell Floyd, Floyd, you know what? You passed your prime. And you know what? If you fight me, I'll stop you. I bet you I'll stop you. You should just say some shit like that to Floyd.
Cut it,
you
know? Cut it, cut it.
Donald, thanks for calling in. We're going out. Bruh.
I would say I told you, man. The public, bro, I don't know what's going on, but the public is fed up with this shit. Like, everybody wants to see the fight, but at the same time, we kind of, bro, it's not like, We're going to watch it, but not buy it. And that's the main thing, like, right there. Like, Floyd, I mean, I love Floyd Mayweather, bro. He's a pioneer. He's one of the greatest of all time. But at the same time, bro, you kind of had your time, and you picking out Pacquiao, go pick out Crawford. Go pick out Thurman. Go pick out Errol Spence, like the caller said. That's all I'm saying.
Going out to the 806-292. Who's this? You're live on TBB.
What's up, man? This is Joseph from Plainview, Texas.
Joseph. Texas, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? I think the thing we need to keep in mind here with the Wilder Fury fight is pay-per-views are always generally geared toward the casual audience. Us hardcore fans, you know, the guys that call into this show and listen, we're not going to want to pay for that over Wilder Fury, you know, pay for Mayweather Pacquiao, but the casual fan will, you know, the guys that they just tune in. I guarantee you, all the sports bars, you know, they're gonna have Mayweather on. And I hate to say it, but Wilder, as a businessman, in order to build his brand, should really consider moving off that date if that fight does take place. Because competing against Canelo and even LeMieux and Mayweather and Pacquiao, for the casual audience, it's not a winnable battle, I think.
Well, all right. Joseph in Texas, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go get to some other callers. You know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline, the only place where you have a outlet to express yourself. We're going to D in South Carolina. Talk to me.
What's that? Hey, it's D, man. I met y'all at the On Location show y'all did, man. After y'all came out and sat at the bench, and I was chilling with y'all for a minute.
Oh, okay, what's up? What's going on, D?
Golden Black, yeah. There ain't nothing, man. What the hell? Who's going to buy that?
Hold up. You talking about at the show this weekend?
Yeah, well, that was Friday, I believe that was.
You talking about
the day before? I didn't come to y'all second.
So wait. I think I know exactly who you are, but you, I can't believe this. Wait, so you the guy with all black on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You had all black on.
All black, yep.
You,
jeans,
you had the hat. You had the hat. I even told you come up to the stage and talk, right? And you ain't gonna talk.
I said I wasn't about to. I said,
okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
Holy shit, D, you've been calling into the show. D, you've been calling into the show forever. I never in my life thought you was white. Ever.
Me? Bro.
Hey, D.
Oh, my God.
Hey, D, and you got that swag. You had a fucking fitted cap on. You was looking sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, y'all put on a hell of a show, man. Like, y'all need to do one of those again with the next big fight. Maybe Fury Wilder, man.
Yeah, man, we working on that.
Hey, I enjoyed that shit, man.
We working on that, man. We working on that.
Yep. But, hey, who's going to buy this? Who's going to buy this fight? Everybody I talked to, and I done talked to 100 people since they announced the shit. Ain't nobody buying that, man. Only people that's going to buy that maybe is some bars, try to get some people in the bars. That's just going to flop.
So which one is gonna flop? You talking about Mayweather Pacquiao or you talking about Wilder flopping?
No, hell no. Mayweather Pacquiao is gonna flop. Mm. That I don't see a lot of the diehards, man, ain't gonna anyone no interest in that right there. What's the point of it? First of all, that's some real true WWF shit right there to me.
I hear you.
There's no point in that right there. And what unfinished business? That's what you're gonna call it? That's what they're gonna call it?
Yeah.
What? That shit's a waste, man. So
preach, man.
Y'all, Wilder, Fury need to happen. Wilder needs to stick to the guns, Fury. Hey, promote the shit out of it. They doing four city tour, they're gonna go on some tours, I guess, you know? They need to promote the hell out of that, man. Drown that Pacquiao Floyd shit.
Man, promote that shit like a goddamn politician. You hear me?
Is it? I'm talking every way you can. They need to be doing that right there, man. And it'll drown Pacquiao Floyd, man. Now, the Canelo.
D, man, thanks for calling in. Glad you was able to come out, and glad I'm able to put a face to the name. You did go over your 3 minutes punching after the bell, but it's all goody. We appreciate having you. Amazing, man, to be able to meet some of the people, that listen to the show for so long, bro. I mean, D's been listening for a while, bro.
Then when you meet the people, bro, they are genuinely good people, like good down-to-earth people. And I mean, ain't no egos when we meet, ain't no animosity. It's just like all love and like a real family. So shout out to all the listeners and shout out to all the people that came to the live show.
Oh man, you haven't been to an appreciation night. Wait for that. I'm telling you, Wilder Fury, give us a date, we gonna set up an appreciation night. It's gonna be bananas.
You seen that fucking? We seen a hotel now that was like $7,000 to rent for a night or rent for a weekend.
No, and that's what I said, that was decent. That was decent because like I said, that last party, I gave you the numbers on that last party. So like that was like okay. That means another three. We're gonna get some hardcore liquor in the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Let me get to, it looks like we got a new number in ATL, but is it Chris? It might be Chris in ATL, right? 77853. Who's this? 770853.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Rick in the ATL.
All right. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, can we give Rick the first time caller intro?
Too late for that, Mike.
Okay.
It's cool, guys. I called in like last week. I think I was on his old list.
Yeah, you're on the phone list. The problem is I've been losing it, but I'm on point.
It's all good. No te preocupes.
Uh-oh.
Listen, couple casual perspectives here. First of all, I'm going to take it back to Canelo Triple G real quick. I had money on Triple G. Half the room had money on Triple G. I thought he got his ass whooped. Okay? Going backwards.
Finally.
And getting your ass whooped. Does not constitute.
We'll be back
fight.
With some Canelo later on, Chris. We're coming back with Canelo later on tonight. Let's stick to topic. But we definitely got a Canelo show because he does have a 15th December date that we want to discuss as well. So if you're listening to this for the first time, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Click that notification bell so you can be part of our Canelo show in a couple hours.
Word. Listen, can I jump in on Wilder real quick?
Well, that's what we want you to talk about, Chris.
Gentlemen.
That's what we want you to talk about, right?
All right, awesome. Check it out. You got it. This Mayweather-Pacquiao bullshit, none of my casual buddies are interested, but I will definitely be buying a pay-per-view for Wilder. The only way I'm going to watch Mayweather-Pacquiao and pay for it is if Wilder's on the fucking card. That's it. Let's see Mayweather come back and fight Thurman, fight Spence, fight anybody relevant. Porter. Nobody wants to see that shit. And Pacquiao, he's all washed up. He looked good in Macau because I think he was juiced to the gills. USADA's not in Macau. You know what I'm saying? I just can't see this fight. There's no way the casuals are paying for it. Wilder all day. Everybody's pumped about it. I'll be having a party at the crib, inviting all the buddies over because they're going to put on a show. Nobody's paying shit for Mayweather-Pacquiao. We'll watch it free the next day. That's it. Thanks, gentlemen. Y'all have a good
night. Rick, thanks for calling in, my friend.
I'm never used. No medicals.
No medicals.
I clean sport.
We're going out to Ali and Dago. What's going on?
Ali Kumbaye. Ali Kumbaye. Thank God that niggas seen another day.
Let's go with it, TBV, Ness, Mike. What's happening with y'all?
What's goody?
I was actually nervous.
Hey, man. You were nervous about what?
What's your heart beating for?
I just looked at your number, and I was like, that's Ali, but I wasn't sure. So I played that intro, and I'm like, damn, what if it's not?
Yeah, it's me. But, like the last caller said, I'm with him. I'm gonna order Wilder Fury, but I mean, I believe that Pacquiao Mayweather's still gonna do more pay per views than Wilder Fury because of the casual fans. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we might not have to worry about that fight this year because I don't know if y'all heard, but I'm hearing Mayweather might have a tune up fight in Japan. Did y'all hear that?
I did see that.
Yeah. So,
I didn't see any source. It was just like,
yeah, say, yeah, who's source?
It was, I didn't see any source. It was just like someone that I know.
I don't know. I heard about TMZ put it out and World Breaker Fighting put it out too. I don't know how true it is, but
yo, I fuck with TMZ.
Sounds like he's kind of
me too. I'm gonna say, I fuck with TMZ too.
Yeah, it sounds like he's serious about it, but if that's the case, that's that kind of pisses me off because it's like, okay, you plan on having two more fights and none of them is one of these young lions. You know what I mean? So, you know, that pisses
me. I mean, you got to think of it from like a business perspective. Stephon Marbury went over to China and he got a damn statue, you know what I'm saying, done for him. If Mayweather go over there, you know what I'm saying, and box, bro, it's going to be a motherfucking shit ton of fans in the arena. I'm telling you.
Fresh BX says you gotta trust the TMZ video because Floyd was speaking in the video.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
I'm sorry for cutting you off, brother. Go ahead.
I'm tired of the business. Oh, it's business and all this. You know what I'm saying? As a fight fan, I don't care about the business. I want to see the best fight the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like Mayweather ain't rich. You know what I'm saying? He's always gonna be rich. So it's, you know, for us fight fans, the business don't mean shit to us. We want to see Mayweather fight one of these young lions if he's going to hang around. Everybody's on Manny Pacquiao.
I would at least want him to fight like a Thurman.
Everybody's talking shit about Pacquiao. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I say everybody's on Manny Pacquiao about not fighting these young lions and Floyd doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell y'all with my,
I don't care about the business. I just want to see the best fight the best. And we do pay their bills. When fighters be like, oh, the fans don't pay our bills, we're the reason why you guys are so rich and you guys are in the position you're in. You know what I'm saying? So stop that lying ass bullshit. But yeah, but I'm going to order Wilder Fury for sure. I'm going to watch Pacquiao Mayweather, but I'll watch that shit out of
punching at that bell like I'm
going to tell y'all what my marketing teacher told me. As long as they motherfucking buying, you keep selling.
Hell yeah. Listen, what's the other phrase? Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
You know, we talk that bullshit. Soon as that fight is official, we're going to be talking about it every day.
And then if they really want to, you know what I'm saying, put a little sauce on it, as soon as that shit is over with, slap that shit on YouTube like fucking Logan Paul and KSI and get some more money.
They ain't doing that. They haven't broken right. that. They haven't broken out of that old timers. They ain't learned.
They fucking up.
They ain't learned yet.
It's gonna be on YouTube anyway.
You're right, but they ain't learned. You know, you got to learn in order to do. They got to evolve. We're gonna go out to the 917-792-917-792. Who's this?
This is James.
James, where are you calling in from?
From Harlem, New York.
James in Harlem. Uh-oh, damn. Yo, James, you got to keep calling in. I got a killer Harlem track that I ain't never get to give to nobody, man. Is that Killer Cam. Killer. You know what I'm saying? You from Harlem and all.
Yeah, okay. This is my first time calling in. This is my first time.
Oh, okay. First time calling.
Yo, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Nobody seemed to be mentioning. First, I'll start with Maypac. Maypac is garbage. Nobody wants to see it, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure that is going to generate a huge, huge amount of interest and a good pay-per-view. But Deontay Wilder's kind of crazy. I respect him saying he wants to move forward with the Fury fight, but to compete against Canelo and Maypac is just insane, and he needs to reconsider that. But now the elephant in the room is Tyson Fury.
I hold on real quick. Fury. Remember back in the day, they told Steve Jobs that he was crazy because he thought people would be on computers in like 20 years before it happened. They call him crazy too. So sometimes you gotta do or think crazy to motherfucking evolve. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you don't. I agree with you, but you don't go against something as proven as NAPAC pay per view. That's, you know, that's too much. What did they make?
Rome fail.
In pay per view.
Rome fail.
I mean, but the argument is they sold a lot of pay-per-views but turned off a lot of people. And remember, the heavyweight division is a heavyweight division.
They did.
People
I
come
agree.
Out for the heavyweight division.
I agree. But Mayweather, Pacquiao, those two names combined in one place, come on, man. The elephant in the room is Tyson Fury. We were critical of the Fury-Wilder fight because we thought Fury didn't have didn't come back, didn't have enough fights, not enough tune-ups or whatever. Now, I'm pretty sure Fury Wilder gets kicked out of December. If it gets kicked out of December, maybe it lands in February, maybe it lands in January, but it gives Fury a little bit more time. That time is precious. That time is everything. That might actually make the Fury Wilder fight a better fight. It definitely makes it more competitive the more time you get Fury off. So that's just something to throw out there. You know, y'all let me know. Thanks for having my call, guys.
James, man, thanks for calling in. Good call. Hope to hear from you soon. We're going to go out to, I ain't even looking, but I think that's Hurricane Ray. Let me see. Gotta double check. Before I be sweating like when I went to Ali. Yeah, Mike, it's all dead air. Thanks.
Oh, my bad. Shit. I thought you was over there chopping up something. He had an opinion or something. But yeah, man, the caller was right. It'll probably do more numbers because just of the names. You know what I'm saying? Namesake, just like Coke. You know what I'm saying? When you see it, you pick it up and buy it because of the name. But at the same time, if y'all want to see a motherfucking fight and see a motherfucker get knocked out and start doing funny dances and shit, y'all got to pick up Wilder. The guy got fucking 40 fights with 39 KOs, and the only reason he didn't knock out Bermain's Stavern the first time is because he broke his hand in a third round, and also Bermain actually tackled him because he was hurt so bad. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go out to
Mike Tyson. Who?
Zach in Connecticut.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, brother?
Pretty good. So I'm a second time caller, but so when are the dates for these two fights? So they're falling on the same night. That's the issue.
Well,
the Mayweather
Pacquiao is rumored for the 1st and the 8th, and Wilder's rumored for December 15th. So,
right. You know, I don't understand why they do that in the first place, because they both stand to make more money if they separate the dates a little bit. I mean, the problem is with casual fans, not a lot of people know Wilder. And I think that even though that fight is such a huge draw for people all around the world, especially in like Britain and freaking European countries like that, I think that it would get overshadowed in America by Mayweather-Pacquiao. Which is going to be a fucking boring fight, honestly. Like, the first one was pretty boring, and I don't see people paying to watch the repeat of it. And, you know, I think everyone understands at this point that Mayweather's just, you know, out to get one more paycheck and not looking to fight any real competition. He would never fight Spence. He would never fight freaking Thurman or anyone, any of the top fighters in that weight class. So I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think about it?
Well, you're definitely going to have to hit rewind for that, because we've been talking about that all show. But I think if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, and you got to make a stand someday. And from the text and conversation I got from Deontay, that stand is now. He don't care who's on pay-per-view. He feels this is the biggest fight in boxing, and they're going forward. We shall see. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO.
Yo, yo, I'm go by Mike G. I'm glad Wilder has finally, you know what I'm saying, started to come into his own and start to, like, take control of his career and, like, how he wants it to go. So I'm glad that he's stepping out and, like, taking a risk. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Thank y'all for all the support and the love. Smash that motherfucking thumbs up, too.
And if you're just tuning in to the stream, don't forget you can hit that thumbs up right now, future, present, past. It helps with the visibility of the show. And also, we were talking Deontay Wilder and his quote to me personally that we, being Fury Wilder, the biggest fight in boxing right now, and as far as Canelo, Lemieux, Mayweather, Pac, or any other pay-per-view falling on December, he's not worried about none of that. He wishes them all luck, but he feels that, they, you know, his fight will do better. We shall see. I'm also being told press conference is not this Monday, the 24th, but sometime next week. So, see you on that, you know? And, yeah, I'm your host. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Peace.